This is how we play. This is what we do.
The Pete Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Danny and Gallant.
Let's capture exactly how this happened and just keep on recreating it one week at a time.
Presented by Banner Bank and by Mac and Jack's Brewing Company on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Pete, congratulations. You've wrapped up the regular season. You're 12-4. You're going to be having a home playoff game, and you guys are going to get to work pretty quick this week with the turnaround being a game on Saturday.
Yeah, we're ready to go already. We've already adjusted the schedule, and we'll meet with the players for a few minutes today, and then it's basically about game plan today, getting ready. So here we go. Let's go.
12-plus wins for the fifth time in franchise history. The last three times the Seahawks have done that, they've made it to the big dance. What does it mean in a year like this to finish the year with 12 victories?
Well, it seems like there's some other teams that got 12, too. So I don't know if it singles us out. But it's hard. It's hard to get that done. And you guys can see it. You know, if you keep track of these games, it's hard to win them. So to get 12 is a big deal. I think to win after last week's win is a big deal. To come back and figure out a way to get it done. You know, there's a challenge there to it because we settled things for the most part last week. But we still kept our eye on the ball, and guys kept battling to see if we could get another advantage here in the playoffs, and we just didn't show up, but our guys played really hard.
Coach, was it important to get Tyler Lockett going last night just so he feels involved in the offense and so he breaks a couple records?
I don't know. I don't know for those. Yeah, we wanted to break, you know, get his records and break those things. He came up to me and came up to Shoddy before the game and said, "Hey, don't worry about my numbers. I'm not worried about it at all. I don't care. You know, I just want to go play. Let's go win," which was as gracious as he could possibly be. And then as soon as he got number 7, he threw that ball out of there. So he knew what was going on. But I'm thrilled for him. I'm so happy for him. I mean, what a great kid he is and a great player he is. And what a great game he had. Gosh, he just came through in a big way. I don't think we were, there was any intent in that way, Michael, that we had to get him the ball for to make him feel better or whatever. He's fine. He's doing great, and he certainly is a great weapon.
Well, he finishes with 100 catches. He has two touchdowns in that game. DK Metcalf finishes with more receiving yards than anyone in franchise history in a single season, breaking Steve Largent's record. One of the things I love about football, Pete, is the variety of players that can accomplish things. You couldn't get two more physically dissimilar players than Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf,
yeah,
and yet they're both just devastatingly effective receivers, and especially big plays down the field.
Yeah, it is. It's always been a thing with me. I've hung on to that. Football is a game that really big guys can play and really little guys can play. You know, and I go back to the high school days, when all kinds of kids play on those teams, and there's a spot for you, and it's a great game in that regard. You don't have to be all exactly the same to find a place. And those two guys, like you said, couldn't be much different. But they're both hugely effective and big factors for us, and big factors for helping the quarterback for sure.
You mentioned the quarterback, and during your post-game press conference yesterday, you talked about how, hey, Russell Wilson in the fourth quarter, you got to watch out for him. And now it's back-to-back games where down the stretch he has played exceptionally well. I thought he was really good escaping the pass rush. I know you don't have this concern, but there were some big plays downfield where it felt like, hey, maybe Russ has a guy. It wasn't quite open. And you talked about the need for more explosive plays as well. Obviously, what Russ can do at the end of games is something that you kind of come to expect. But I guess, how do you get the offense started a little bit better?
You sound a little bit worried, Paul.
I know. I feel bad about it, too. I shouldn't feel this way. But especially with the way that the offense has finished the game the last 2 weeks.
I'm sure it's tough being a worrier. one of the things that you guys asked me last night is, it looks like we missed some deep balls. There was about four or five balls that we threw last night that stuff wasn't the same as it always is. Got knocked around, guy got grabbed, throwing the ball away early, and it looked like, Russ wasn't hitting them. There was almost throwaway situations in about three of those, and he's chucking it because he got to get rid of the football, and we're not quite right coming out of the route, or he's gauging that it's going to be different, and so I thought that was uncommon. That did show up. I didn't realize it when I was first asked the question, but when I looked at the film, there were a number of times, and they were real deep shots and off rhythm shots and early rhythm shots that we just didn't connect on. That those are just unusual plays, you know, that they don't happen to us that often. And so that's why I think it stood out. But I don't think there's any problem with that. I just wish we would have found our way to connect. And we'll see. You've got to talk about a couple of those things. But I thought Russ did like he did again the week before, like he's done for years. He is just as dangerous as can be coming down the stretch. And as soon as Russ starts moving, then things happen, you know. And he ran really well. He moved well on a number of occasions to find the yardage that we needed and really made the plays happen. It's easier said than done, that how to you know, orchestrate that early in the game. But once the game got going late on and we had to have it, man, he just took it over. And that's what we've seen him do so regularly. And sometimes it takes that part of the game to make the defense shift. We also ran the ball really well at the end of the game, you know, and everything was going, and they couldn't stop us at the end. So we'd like to see that happen earlier. Paul will do everything he can for you, okay?
Appreciate that. Thank you.
We're trying. But part of that comes back. We got to convert on third down. That always is the big factor, and if you don't get those extra snaps, then you miss your opportunity to get the rhythm.
Coach, on Lockett's second touchdown, it looks like the 49ers were in man. Is that the look you guys were expecting to get in that situation, especially when the Niners were having a little bit of success playing you guys in a bunch of zone?
Well, let me say that, yeah, that was a good call for that situation, and Shoddy was right on it, and it worked out. You know how it is. There's different concepts. Whether you're throwing against man-to-man or zone, you know, you got to get on the move when you're throwing against the man-to-man stuff, and the concept was really – perfect for the situation, and it was just such a great throw and catch and stay in bounds and timing and fourth down and the whole thing again. You know, here we go. I guess I just get kind of used to it and accustomed to it. Well, I know the fans don't always, but I thought that was incredibly dramatic and a great way to win our last football game.
It certainly was, wrapping up what has been an incredible season. From a big picture perspective, what do you like about this team, this specific group of guys?
Yeah, well, I've liked from early on, Danny, the makeup of the guys, the upbeat, the positive, the supportive, the willingness, the hard work ethic. It's easy for them to work hard. There's nobody griping. There's none of that. You know, there's no conversation about guys complaining or nothing. Just look at all the stuff that all players had to put up with this year, you know, to try to get a regular football season done. But these guys handled it beautifully. And I think that there's a really youthful thought, feeling about this team. There's a lot of young guys. I think the difference between the experienced guys that have been here and been through it and the young guys is really mixed well. And the leaders are taken well. The young guys listen to them and they follow them. And that's a really important facet on your club, you know. So all of those things are all just positive, good stuff. And I was really hoping that we would have a lot of success so they would be rewarded and they would, you know, we could build on this for the future and keep this mentality, keep this practice mode mentality and keep really the chance to keep on winning, you know, moving forward.
And Jamal Adams has been a big part of that. It was a bummer to see him feeling or looking so dejected after suffering the injury to his other shoulder yesterday. How is he doing today?
I haven't seen him today. It was late last night when we parted. He's really disappointed. He wants to play, and he wants to get out there. And it's, you know, he hasn't been to the playoffs, and he wants to be part of it and all of that. So it kind of crushed him. And he's very emotional and he's going to deal with it. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, in the next couple of days, see how he feels and all. But he hurt him. He got hurt, and he handled it. And wanted to go back in, and we'd take his helmet away. You know, and all that on the sidelines because he wanted to fight with his guys. And so we'll see what happens. I can't tell you right now. I don't know.
Coach, you talk about this team being close and just liking each other late in the game. Russell changed the play, so Demo got hit an incentive. How did you feel about that change of play late in the game?
Well, I was surprised by it. I didn't know what they had cooking in there, you know. And once it happened, I thought it was kind of cute that they were taking care of each other and that kind of thing. They pulled it off, you know. Every once in a while, you know, you do something a little bit out of whack, but they made it happen, made it work, So in this case, you know, good for David, and I just thought it was a good moment for the guys taking care of one another.
They certainly saw how much they care about each other. I think one of my small pleasures in life is watching KJ Wright defend screen passes. If there is just one thing, I used to, my favorite play in baseball is a third baseman charging down the line on a bunt and kind of scooping it up barehanded and making a throw. And when you see a guy that can do it well, man, KJ is unbelievable when it comes to sniffing those out and just destroying them.
Yeah, he had some big plays, and they're all, those are, like you're saying, Danny, those are all awareness plays. You know, that's not about how fast you are or any of that kind of stuff. That's seeing the game and watching it unfold, and then having the guts to go for it, you know, and take a shot. And he had a really cool game yesterday, and made some big plays on good players, and he's had a really, really special season. The position shift has really helped. It's really made him even better than ever, and I know he's having a blast playing. He's really in command of what's going on. He gets attacked a lot because they kind of are coming at him. It's not because he's not capable. It's just the way the defense is structured, and people are running the ball at him a lot, and he's handled it beautifully.
You have kind of that mix at linebacker, too, where you've got two of your veterans, and KJ's got the longest tenure on the team, and Bobby, and then a rookie in Jordan Brooks, and it seems like that group is playing as well as any group of players on the field right now.
Yeah, yeah. Jordan has really stepped forward, just continues to be a hammer. Man, when he hits you, you can tell. He's knocking guys back all the time. So really, really quick study in diagnosing plays, gets after it, and knows how to avoid blockers and defeat blockers. He's just a really good ball player. He's going to have a terrific career.
There was a rumor before the game quoted by Ian Rappaport about the Lions being interested in John Schneider, and I know commenting on jobs is maybe out of the question, but what has your partnership with John Schneider meant over the last 10 years?
Yeah, that's a good way to ask that question, Paul. I think it's been everything to our organization. I think it's from the very first day that we started, you know, this was, to me, the key relationship that would give us a chance to be successful. And having been in situations that where guys didn't fit together as well as they could and didn't kind of enhance each other's strengths, you know, I saw what happened. So this relationship, to me, was designed from the very get-go to be as powerful and supportive and you know, successful and positive and forward-thinking and all of that as can be. I don't know. I think we've done pretty good together. John and I have had a blast, you know, and it's been a great relationship. We've worked everything out throughout all of this time. We've taken chances. We've taken our shots. We've maybe been conservative at times, but we've always been competing So it's, you know, we're very fortunate that John's been here and he's done a great job. I think he's had a particularly good year this year in things that we went after and things that came through you know, sometimes it's the experience, it's that deep vision that guys have because they've been through a lot. Johnny, we've really benefited from his help and it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about the big boys. They don't get enough love, the offensive linemen. We've seen a lot of combinations this year. Overall, how do you feel like they performed this year?
It's been a good group for the season, and I think the guys coming off the bench have been the highlights, that they've been able to come in and help us, you know, keep going forward. We're going to be at pretty much full strength this weekend. You know, Brandon Shell will be back, and Michael Potty will be back, and this will be, you know, fun to have those guys all back together. But if anybody's got to come out, we're okay. You know, Cedric has done a nice job, and Jay Simmons has done a nice job, and so fortunately we've had, you know, real good backup help. The center thing was a little shaky, you know, once we got past Kyle Fuller, you know, D. Lou in there, that was a bit of a challenge right there. But we survived it, so we're very fortunate we're going to be back on track, full go.
I've thought that your line, that this is as good as you've been up front in 4 or 5 years. And from your perspective, what's made the difference? What's allowed that group to come together so well this season?
Well, there's a real consistency about the players, you know, that they work together really well, but they're all hardworking guys. Nobody's got any issues. Everybody's fighting for one another. They're talented. They're big. You know, we move well. This is just a good group. You know, right from the start, we thought we had a really good chance. Brandon Shell has been a really pleasant, you know, get. You know, he's just come through and been rock solid for us. D'Lou, an amazing draft pick for us. You know, we've got to play every snap and for the season and on and on. So it's just been a good group, and it has a good anchor too. You know, and Dwayne Brown being the kind of the guy that's been through it all, he's tough as nails, just the kind of guy you want to have leading your group. And Posick did a great job managing the whole thing and being the you know, kind of the vocal leader up there. You know, to make the calls and all that, he did a great job. So the whole thing just fit. And you know, Mike and Brennan did a really nice job with these guys and Chief, and they kept them together and were able to kind of manage through the difficult times when guys did get banged up.
You mentioned Brandon Shell. Do you expect him on Saturday against the Rams?
Yes, that's what I was saying, yeah.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to double check. And as far as Jaron Reed, how's he doing after the game?
Pretty sore. You know, he's had this injury before. He's got it's a oblique strain. We don't know how difficult it'll be to come back. I don't know that. But he was pretty uncomfortable, you know, last night.
Coach, how's Rashad Penny doing? That looked like he just had a little cramp there?
Yeah, just classic cramps. You know, he just ran out of juice. And his first time of playing a long time and just, you know, all day long and all that. And it just caught up with him a little bit. So it's just kind of classic stuff.
I've covered your teams long enough, Pete, to know that when the playoffs start, it doesn't mean that it's time for you guys to dial up the intensity, because the whole idea is that every week's a championship week. When you guys have had success in the playoffs, what are the kind of things that you've seen about your team's preparation? What have been kind of the traits that go along with postseason success?
Confidence has really been a big deal. You know, guys really believe in that's there's nothing more powerful in a team when they know. You know, when they know who they are, they know what they're all about, and they know what they're capable of doing. That's what great teams have, and what I'm trying to instill and nurture along the way, that they believe. You know, that's there's nothing more powerful than that. It isn't about the best players or the fastest guys and that kind of stuff. It's really about the team that really knows how to count on one another, and they can come through regardless of what the circumstances are. You know, that's why I like these games so much, guys, because these games help us develop resolve and understanding and the depth of belief you always have faith that you can get it done. That's why these close wins are so valuable to you. And the other ones, you know, they're good and all that, but there's going to be a couple really tough games in these playoffs if we're able to get through them. And we're going to have all of that mentality it takes to finish right and do right at the end. And that's exactly what you watched us do the last couple of weeks. And I'm thrilled about that, because that gives us a real shot. And it doesn't matter where we go, who we're playing or whatever, we're going to have to execute on our end of it. And that's the big challenge. And so we'll see what happens.
Is confidence something that builds gradually, or is it something that all of a sudden you have it? Is it like a light switch? In your experience, how do teams gain that confidence?
You have to earn it. You have to earn confidence by success, you know, and this, you know, you can, if you keep failing, it's really hard to be confident. You know, you can be cocky and you can be wishful and all that, but real confidence comes from success, and success comes from hard work and continued consistency, you know, that you can believe and count on. That's what, as coaches, my coaches and our staff, we are directed at helping guys develop and understand why they should feel confident, and show them why they should believe in themselves and why. And some guys, it isn't important. Some guys have that, but most people need to be shown and helped to understand that. And we can't wait, so we got to do a really good job of, you know, getting it done as soon as possible. So that's the whole process. You know, it's why we compete all the time. It's why we always put them in situations where they're going to be up against winning and losing, and they've got to have their brain and their mentality cooking with all those variables alive, so that they can learn and get comfortable with that. That's what we're trying to get done.
You've played a divisional team three times in a season. Twice. 1997, you played the Dolphins three times. You played, and now the last time you played against the San Francisco
49ers. What happened in that game? Tell me the result.
You guys were 3-0 against the Dolphins in those three games, including, I think, the last 2 weeks of the year. You played a week 17 game against Miami, then you played them the first round of the playoffs. Todd Collins had a pick six in that game.
Oh, you're going all the way back. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right about that. That's Jimmy Johnson. I don't mind bringing that up. Okay.
Yeah, it was against Jimmy Johnson. Nice job on that one. The last time you were playing a team three times in the same season was against the San Francisco 49ers and results in one of the most iconic moments in franchise history. Is there anything that you learned in playing the same team three times over the course of a season as you go up against the Rams
what
on Saturday?
What I would say is that when everybody says, oh, it's so hard to beat somebody three times in a row, that I don't buy into that. Yeah, that's what I've learned. I'm not going to buy into that, and I'm not going to let anybody think that way. You know, that's what kind of, oh, it's so hard. It's just the next game. It's what those things have nothing to do with anything. It's just you got to go get ready for the next ball game and go do it again, you know. So, no superstitions on this end. You know, no preconceives. You know, we're going to go out and play a real good football game, I hope.
Coach, I got a kind of a random question.
He brought up Todd Collins, guys. That's a real reach right there.
Yeah,
remember,
no.
Let's just take the moment. We had Keith Byers on our team who had played for the Dolphins, if you remember. And Jimmy, to this day, might still think that we had their signals and their audibles. And so when the game was over, you know, because Marino checked to a slant route and Todd picked it off and ran it back for a touchdown. And so, you know, floating that thought wasn't, you know, I thought it was a competitive thing to do, you know, back in the day. And so I think, well, the way I heard it, Jimmy spent the whole offseason changing their system and their verbiage and all that stuff so they wouldn't get caught. We didn't know anything. We didn't have a clue. So that was a funny part of that game.
That's hilarious. The other thing I remember from that game, and I grew up in New England. That was the first year that I was going to football games. I remember my mom was really mad because she saw Dan Marino swearing on the television a lot.
She's
not a fan of that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Dan's got a colorful way about him.
Hey, Coach, do you ever have to remind Russell, like, man, use those legs? Because I feel like once he becomes a run threat, the game really, really opens up. Man, he's done that pretty good the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's been his story forever. He's so effective, and he takes control of the game that way. You know, he's commanding what's going on. And then the pass rush changes and everything shifts, you know, and it just puts Russ in a total command mode. And so that's why it's hard to get that to orchestrate that, but it does happen, frankly, at the end of the games. And when we're at our best is when he's really moving, because now he has the command of, you know, the game and the rhythm of it and all that. And we were talking about it during that last stretch, you know, looking for his opportunities and all that. So that's just the way, you know, we've grown to know it.
You guys have gotten tested. This has been a good run of defenses that you've faced.
Yes, you're right.
The 49ers, the Rams, both Washington football team and even the Giants. You've had some really good defenses that you faced. What have you learned about your team and the offense going against those?
Well, the simple message and the lesson is you've got to take care of the football. Because those teams pride themselves on beating the hell out of you and getting the ball away from you. And it's because they're so good, they're getting those extra shots on the quarterback and extra hits in the secondary. They're good that way, and the ball gets knocked around and all that. And it's really hard to own the football. And that's what we've specialized in really down the stretch. If you look at it, you know, the guys have done a fantastic job. We've done a great job of handling the football, the running backs and the receivers all year long. It's such an enormous emphasis. I can't emphasize anything more than that. If I know more ways, I'll unleash them this week, you know, because it's just owning that football is so important. You guys know that when we are even or plus, we're 12-0 this year. And that's the most, you know, obvious illustration you could have of how valuable it is. I think there's a stat when we go back to SC, I think we were 52 or 51-0 or something when we were like that. And so that's something that's in the history, and it couldn't be more, you know, more important to us. That's what the tough defenses make the ball more vulnerable if they're fortunate, and that's what we have to defend against.
I was struck by something you said yesterday. There's a patience to the offense that no one's seeing. What did you mean by that?
Well, we scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you know, and so, okay, what if you believe that you're okay, then you don't panic and you don't fret and you don't pass judgment, which is the worst thing you can do. Oh, God, we're having a bad day. You know, that doesn't serve you well. You want to not pass judgment. You want to not, you know, get caught up in the things that you can't control that already happened. They're already gone, you know, and just keep working and believing. And that's what I'm telling you. That's what makes the difference in teams that to continue to win. They know they're going to figure it out. And there's nobody that has more belief than Russell Wilson. There's nobody that has ever played any game that could believe more that it's going to get done. And that's the great power that he's had and demonstrated for years and years and years. This is not just something at the end of one season. This is who the guy is, and we're lucky to have him on our side.
Coach, one of the things I miss most about football is the emotion. And yesterday there were two big hits, and I wish they put the camera on you so I can see your reaction. What was that like on the field after those hits?
Well, there was a couple hits in this. We went into the game knowing with all the toss sweeps they're going to throw at you that and we coach our safety up to, you know, to to go get that stuff. I made a big deal to the team even on Saturday night to watch for Quandre Diggs. He's going to have some big hits in this game because they were just set up to happen that way. And so, you know, when you anticipate, when you set it up, you know it could happen, and then here it comes, and wham, he makes his smack. You know, it's there's nothing more fun than seeing that in the game. It's, you know, being old safety, it's my favorite part of it. And Quandre will not disappoint you. He is a hammer. God, dog. He's got great sense and timing and great strike ability. He's got that great frame for just unloading. He's a lot like Jack Tatum was, you know, and that was one of the great players that used to knock the hell out of people in the old days. And same fashion, same kind of thing, you know. So it's a big – there's an anticipation to it, too, especially on toss sweeps. You know, it's a big wide play, and here he comes, you know. He's great at getting in the alley and getting on course. I was going nuts, man. I was.
They were incredible hits, and I wish we could have heard. I wish there would have been a crowd there. I wish there'd always be a crowd right there. We can't do that now. But it's fun to hear the players' reaction. You could hear Bobby after KJ's hit, kind of squealing. So we're going to be missing the crowd this weekend. But yeah. I know that everybody is, well, we're inspired and we're excited to watch how your team does, and wishing you best of luck this week as you guys get ready for the Rams.
Yeah, let's wear that blue on Friday. Everybody, come on. We need you. We'll feel you. I promise you, we will feel it during the week and on game day. If you guys all just let it out, we'll try to rise to the occasion for you.
Thank you so much, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.